Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Because of a crisis in the Middle East, oil is hitting a two-week high, but it is not the $100 that was dreamed about in the Kremlin some weeks ago. The Kremlin sends Vladimir Putin out since the first time he was challenged as a war criminal. At first, he was in Kyrgyzstan over these last days, and then he traveled on to Beijing. I welcome Michael Bernstein of the Hoover Institution, my guide on the Russian economy. The Vladimir Putin move to Beijing brings up the question of the relationship, which Thomas Graham, the Professor Thomas Graham of the Council on Foreign Relations says is in danger of or becoming lopsided. In fact, he said that Russia is on its way to becoming a vassal state of the People's Republic of China. Michael, a very good evening to you. These are harsh terms for a Russian federation that is proud and at war. Do you measure that Mr. Graham is overstepping the facts, or is Russia on its way to be at the service of China? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. Tom Graham is a brilliant fellow. I've known him for 30 plus years. He used to be an attaché in the American embassy in Moscow when I worked there from the World Bank. And he was also managing director of Kissinger Associates, and he borrowed a lot of wisdom from Henry Kissinger. I would put it differently. I'd say that Russia is heavily dependent on China in several respects. So they are sort of a junior partner, but they are quite independent countries, and Russia is dependent on China, both politically, because no big country supports Russia in its foreign policy and security policy, except China, big country. And Russia is very much dependent on China in economic terms, because Russia runs a huge trade surplus with China, sells oil. The trade with China is $200 billion in 2023. It's a big chunk of Russian trade. For China, it's a small part of China's trade, because for China, it's just 2.5% of total trade. So China is not very much dependent on Russia. China buys 18% of its oil from Russia, 16% from Saudi Arabia, another 15% from Iraq. So it's not very dependent. But Russia is very much dependent on China because, and this is very important, no one pays attention to it, China pays in dollars. So Russia collects now its revenues from India in Chinese currency renminbi. It buys Chinese imports paying renminbi to China, and it wants China to pay in dollars because Russia needs dollars to service its external debt to the European countries. So Russia is vitally dependent on China in terms of payments of its debt. This prevents Russia's default on Russia's external debt.
The relationship was turning on a very large canvas called the Belt and Road Initiative Forum, 140 countries attending. Chiefly, it says in the news, the Global South. At the same time, Mr. Putin made remarks suggesting that the Global South is where he and China feel comfortable these days in outreach and economy. Can Russia supplement or augment its troubled economy, which is going to be dominated by defense in 2024? Can it supplement itself by reaching to the Global South, trade with African nations or South American nations? Will that help Russia weather the storm of the confrontation in Europe?
No, the, Latin America and Africa are small parts of Russia's trade. And with China, it's a relationship in which China does not oblige. What Russia came with a big request to China. The, they want to build, and they've been talking about it for months, they want to build the second line of the pipeline called the Power of Siberia. So now they export natural gas from Siberia to China. And it is the capacity is about 25 billion cubic meters. They've now raised to 22. They used to have 15 cubic meters in 2021. In 22, they raised it. Now it is 22 billion cubic meters. And they want to build another pipeline, capacity of up to 50 billion cubic meters. Why they want it? Well, the pipeline, the gas, it's 15 years ahead, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years ahead. They want Chinese money for investment. They want China to invest in dollars into the construction of this huge project so that Russia will have dollars to service its external debt. Russia is in a very difficult financial situation. China said no. And for several months ago, China said no, and now again China said no. China is not eager at all to bury billions of dollars into the project, which may or may not pay off 15 years from now.
Mr. Putin stopped in Kyrgyzstan on his way to Beijing, the first time he's been out of Moscow since the ICC indictment for being a war criminal. He met with the leaders of the stands. And in particular, he talked about developing the economies of the stands integrated with Moscow as it was during the Soviet days. Is that a practical suggestion? Are they ready to join with Moscow?
After the Soviet Union dissolved, they created an organization called Commonwealth of Independent States, which all non-Baltic republics or 12 states joined. It was 12-member organization, a loose organization. Then Georgia dropped out, Ukraine dropped out, several others dropped out. Azerbaijan, Armenia are not practically there at war and they are not effectively part. So what's left is Central Asia. Kazakhstan is very independent, doesn't follow Russia's line. So Russia is left with a few small Central Asian countries. One is totally dependent on Russia, Tajikistan, because the Russian army, the special military is still there, and it's a semi-occupied country. And now Kyrgyzstan, which is also dependent on Russia, because it is in the state of civil war between its Uzbek and Kyrgyz groups. And the rest are just... they don't need Russia. Turkmenistan is rich in natural gas. It's a dictatorship which exports natural gas, very huge revenues, is not dependent on Russia. And so Russia is trying to present itself as a regional power and doesn't work very well.
Finally, in the analysis done in Kyiv, in an adversarial analysis, the expectation is that Russia's economy can survive until 2025, the way it's committing itself to the defense industry and the way it's drawing down its reserves. Does that sound right to you? We've got about 30 seconds. 2025 and then the cliff, it falls over?
Russia can survive in its internal finances because it increases military expenditure and invests in production, but it can default on its external debt. The problem with Russia is lower exports, falling oil prices for it, and it cannot service its foreign debt.
Michael Bernstam, the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.
Hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.